Chapter 1. The Mind of a King. Long ago, there was a king who was half wild and half civilized. His ideas about how to run his kingdom were influenced by his neighbors, a great city in Italy. But the king also had many ideas of his own, and this king had a wild imagination. Many of his ideas came from his wild half. Few came from his civilized half. The king was very powerful. All he imagined could become real. When he had to make a decision, he asked only himself for advice. And when he agreed with his own advice about anything, that thing was done. When every part of a plan worked smoothly, the king was happy. When every person did his job, the king was happy. But when a plan did not work smoothly, he was happier. Then he could use his power to make things go smoothly. When some person did not do his job, he was happier. Then the king could use his power to make the people do their jobs. The king loved to use his power to make things go smoothly. He loved to use his power to make people do their jobs. As was said, the king borrowed many ideas from his more civilized neighbors. One of these ideas was the public arena. His neighbors held shows of human and animal bravery in their arena. The king wanted to make the minds of his people more civilized, like those of his neighbors, so he held these kinds of shows too. The king's wild imagination shaped the design of his arena. His arena was different from that of his neighbors. They used their arena to show gladiators fighting to the death, or they used it to feed Christians to hungry lions. The king used his arena in a different way. His great arena was used to punish crime, or it was used to reward innocence. The king wanted a good way to decide guilt or innocence. He did not want the choice to be unfair. So the king decided to use pure chance.